So it happens all the time. You're running late to shul, and now they're in the middle of Kriya Satorah, and you're stuck in Pesukei Dezimra. The problem is they don't have a Baal Kori. Let's start with that one first. Okay. And you're the only Baal Kori. But you're going at your leisure. You're saying halukas with all these kavanas, and they need a Baal Kori, and the whole shul is waiting. Are you allowed to stop in the middle of your Pesukei Dezimra to go lane for them or not? So we said Shulchan Aruch has this rule based on the fact that Baruch Shamar is the first bracha, Yishtabach is the end bracha. You're not able to talk at any point in between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. And the Ramah adds in, as we said previously, even for a Dvar Mitzvah. There is one other background fact, though, that you need to know. The next Shulchan Aruch says, in between the paragraphs of Pesukei Dezimra, if someone very chashuv comes over you and asks, says, how you doing, and they don't know you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, you could in fact even initiate a hello to him. And in fact, in between the paragraphs of Pesukei Dezimra, if someone comes over to you, anyone, and says, how you doing, you could respond to him. If they don't know that you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, they won't understand why you're otherwise not answering. And even in the middle of a paragraph itself, if someone scary comes over to you, a king says, how you doing? You could even you could actually initiate the how are you doing to him. And for kavod, you could respond to him. So with that in mind, says the Tshuva Shai, one of the great poskim of the 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s from Siget. He says like this. If someone needs to be the Baal Kore, and he's in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, he says, kavod ad tzibur eino pachas mikavod talmid chacham. If you're allowed to respond to a Talmud Chacham, why is Kavod at Tzibur making everyone wait any different? He says, Vimkein Achinami, Gnayu at Tzibur, Leishiv Batal. You're the Baal Kore. You're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. They need a lane. So everyone's supposed to sit there just spacing out while you're taking your pretty time to finish until Shmon Esrei. Lam Tanai Chigim Ezetzu also, he says, that doesn't make any sense. We have a concept of it's Gnayu Etzibur Leishiv Batal. Why should everyone do nothing while you're finishing Pesukei Dezimra? V'nira Kevin de Gnayu Etzibur Havei Kameshiv Bnei Kavod. It's no different than if a Chashav Arav said to you, how you doing, in the middle of a Tzvila of Pesukei Dezimra, you're allowed to answer. So to God and the whole Tzibur is waiting there for you with the Sefer Torah. And so what are you going to do? Not answer? No, you get up there and you wait. The Mishnah Berurah says the similar psak, but he says a little bit of a different language. He says it's permitted to wait in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema or Pesukei Dezimra, because why? It's degrading to the Torah to leave the Torah on the bima without a Baal Tefillah. Says Rav Yaakov Yosef Vosner in his Sefer Chai Levi, I've got a good nafkamina. Let's say, this happens all the time, you have the Gabayim milling around, and they see that the only Baal Kore is in the Pesukei Dezimra. Should they take out the Torah or not? Maybe wait to take out the Torah till the guy's finished. So if you say, like, the first reason that the people shouldn't be sitting around doing nothing, so whether they took the Torah out or not, take out the Torah, get the guy off his high horse in Pesukei Dezimra, and make him lame, because otherwise everyone's going to be doing nothing with the Sefer Torah in the Aron. But if you say the reason why you could pull the guy out of Pesukei Dezimra is because the Sefer Torah shouldn't be left on the bima unattended, and you should get up there and lane. So if the Sefer Torah is still in the Aron, it's better to leave the Sefer Torah in the Aron, and then let the guy finish up Pesukei Dezimra, and only then will you take the Sefer Torah out. So it's a huge nafkamina what you say the reason is, depending on whether the Sefer Torah is still in the bima or not, still in the Aron or not, before you bring it out, and the guy's in Pesukei Dezimra, should you bring it out or not, is this machlokas. But what about you need an aliyah? Should the guy get an aliyah or not? So if he's a Yisrael, it's an easy one. He gives another Yisrael an aliyah. But let's say he is the only Kohen. So the Mishnah Berurah already discusses this issue. And he says, well, if he's the only Kohen, so we have no choice. And he says, Ein likros sefer Torah v'chachiva misha omid b'em tzipzik zimra, rak l'kohen im ein sham kohen acher, v'chein levi im ein sham elhu. If he's the only kohen and the only levi, you can give him an aliyah. However, the Chai Adam says, no, any person could get an aliyah. It's only Pesukei Dezimra. Why not? If he's getting an opportunity to get an aliyah, even if he's a Yisrael and there's 20 other Yisraelim, you could give him an aliyah. Says the Ber Halacha, nah, Chai Adam only must be talking about a Kohen. Because it doesn't make any sense. Why would you give a Yisrael and a Leah? You give another Yisrael and a Leah as opposed to breaking this guy's Psuke de Zimra. So the upshot is you can only give a Kohen and a Levi and a Leah if he's the only Kohen and Levi during Psuke de Zimra. But what about, okay, so you call the Kohen up. He's in the middle of Psuke de Zimra. What should he do? Should he read along with the Baal Kore or not? So that is a simple question according to Mishnah Berurah. Of course, he could read silently along with the Baal Kore. Why not? He's getting an Aliyah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, don't give him a Misha Berach afterwards. Look, we should probably abolish all of Misha Berachs in general. That's a separate question so that there's less talking in shul. But here, for sure, you shouldn't give him a Misha Berach. But if you call his name already, then you could answer it, maybe. But the Kaf HaChaim says, what do you mean? Why is the guy allowed to read along with the Baal Kore? The Zohar says he should never read along with the Baal Kore. Why? Because you can't hear two voices. You always know it's a Baal Kore. There's that annoying guy who gets the Aliyah who reads louder than the Baal Kore. He boxes you out and he reads it loud. So you don't want to be that guy. Says the Zohar, you should never have anyone read again to me anyway. We don't pask in that way. We give the guy in general who's, we encourage the Ola to read aloud quietly with the Baal Kore. But in this situation, since he's in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, you could rely on the Zohar, and maybe you shouldn't read out loud. The Chavadas disagrees for the Sephardim. He says, no way, Mishnah Berurah is quite clear. So again, you have another machlokas about this. Should you read aloud or not? Seems to be that you can read aloud. Final issue is, let's say you accidentally get called to the Torah and you're Yisrael. This happens all the time. The Baal Kore, the Gabe is going through his list. He calls you a Yisrael for Shlishi on a Monday, Thursday, and you're in the middle of Pesukah Zimra. Now what are you supposed to do? You're not a Kohen. You're not a Levi. So the Chai Levi seems to say it's Pasha that in this situation you could go up and get an Aliyah. But here's the trickier question. What about if it's Maftir? So Shabbos, Maftir. Are you allowed to do it? So the Chai Levi cites the Tila with David who says he's with Stopik and Yahweh. He's not sure. He says, Lamaisa, if he calls him up accidentally for Maftir, he could get Maftir and he could do the Haftorah as well. Final interesting tidbit of all of this is Reb Sternbach quotes Reb Chaim Brisker, who has a big chiddush. There's a big discussion if in the middle of, you walk in late, this should never happen, and they're up to Hallel already, and you're in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. Should you say Hallel along with them in the middle of your Pesukah de Zimra? So the Magen Avram and many others want to say, no, don't do that, because again, you're not supposed to break between Baruch Shamar and Yishtavach. But the Grach is cited by Vetshuvas Van Hagas, wants to say, based on this halacha, it would be a degrading, it would be disgusting to the Tzibur if they're all joining together to be Lefarsim the Nes for you not to join in. And he wants to suggest that you could say Hallel even with the Bracha, with the Kahal, even though you're in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, because otherwise it would be a same thing, a lack of kavod for the Tzibur, and therefore you should say Hallel with the Tzibur, which goes against all the poskim, but that's apparently the minhag of the Grach as cited in B'tshuvas Van Hagas. The upshot is you should daven a little bit faster so you never come up with this situation.